You could take the pistol out of the drawer and hold it. Handle it freely, was Grandfather's expression, but you could not play with it because it was a serious weapon. You asked Grandfather once if he had ever killed anyone with it, and he said, Yes. Then you said, When, Grandfather? And he said, In the War of the Rebellion and afterwards. You said, Will you tell me about it, Grandfather? And he said, I do not care to speak about it, Robert. Then after your father had shot himself with this pistol, and you had come home from school and they'd had the funeral, the coroner had returned it after the inquest, saying, Bob, I guess you might want to keep the gun. I'm supposed to hold it, but I know your dad set a lot of store by it because his dad packed it all through the war, besides out here when he first came out with the cavalry, and it's still a hell of a good gun. I had her out trying her this afternoon. She don't throw much of a slug, but you can hit things with her. He had put the gun back in the drawer in the cabinet where it belonged, but the next day he took it out and he had ridden up to the top of the high country above Red Lodge with Chubb, where they had built the road to Cook City now over the pass and across the Bear Tooth Plateau, and up there where the wind was thin and there was snow all summer on the hills, they had stopped by the lake which was supposed to be 800 feet deep and was a deep green color, and Chubb held the two horses, and he climbed out on a rock and leaned over and saw his face in the still water and saw himself holding the gun, and then he dropped it, holding it by the muzzle, and saw it go down, making bubbles until it was just as big as a watch charm in that clear water, and then it was out of sight. Then he came back off the rock, and when he swung up into the saddle, he gave Old Bess such a clout with the spurs she started to buck like an old rocking horse. He bucked her out along the shore of the lake, and as soon as she was reasonable, they went on back along the trail. I know why you did that with the old gun, Bob, Chubb said. Well, then we don't have to talk about it, he had said. They never talked about it, and that was the end of Grandfather's sidearms, except for the saber. He still had the saber in his trunk with the rest of his things at Missoula. I wonder what Grandfather would think of this situation, he thought. Grandfather was a hell of a good soldier, everybody said. They said if he had been with Custer that day, he never would have let him be sucked in that way. How could he ever not have seen the smoke nor the dust of all those lodges down there in the draw along the Little Bighorn, unless there must have been a heavy morning mist? But there wasn't any mist. I wish Grandfather were here instead of me. Well, maybe we will all be together by tomorrow night. If there should be any such damn fool business as a hereafter, and I'm sure there isn't, he thought, I would certainly like to talk to him, because there are a lot of things I would like to know. I have a right to ask him now, because I have had to do the same sort of things myself. I don't think he'd mind my asking now. I had no right to ask before. I understand him not telling me because he didn't know me. But now I think that we would get along all right. I'd like to be able to talk to him now and get his advice. Hell, if I didn't get advice, I'd just like to talk to him. It's a shame there is such a jump in time between ones like us. Then, as he thought, he realized that if there was any such thing as ever meeting, both he and his grandfather would be acutely embarrassed by the presence of his father. Anyone has a right to do it, he thought, but it isn't a good thing to do. I understand it, but I do not approve of it. Lash was the word. But you do understand it? Sure, I understand it, but... Yes, but... You have to be awfully occupied with yourself to do a thing like that. Oh, hell, I wish Grandfather was here, he thought, for about an hour anyway. Maybe he sent me what little I have through that other one that misused the gun. Maybe that is the only communication that we have. But damn it, truly damn it. But I wish the time lag wasn't so long, so that I could have learned from him what the other one never had to teach me. But suppose the fear he had to go through and dominate and just get rid of finally in 4 years of that, and then in the Indian fighting, although in that mostly there couldn't have been so much fear, had made a cobarde out of the other one the way second-generation bullfighters almost always are. Suppose that. And maybe the good juice only came through straight again after passing through that one. I'll never forget how sick it made me the first time I knew he was a cobarde. Go on, say it in English. Coward. It's easier when you have it said, and there is never any point in referring to a son of a bitch by some foreign term. He wasn't any son of a bitch, though. He was just a coward, and that was the worst luck any man could have. Because if he wasn't a coward, he would have stood up to that woman and not let her bully him. I wonder what I would have been like if he had married a different woman. That's something you'll never know, he thought, and grinned. Maybe the bully in her helped to supply what was missing in the other. And you, take it a little easy. Don't get to referring to the good juice and such other things until you are through tomorrow. Don't be snotty too soon. And then don't be snotty at all. We'll see what sort of juice you have tomorrow. But he started thinking about Grandfather again. George Custer was not an intelligent leader of cavalry, Robert, his grandfather had said. He was not even an intelligent man,